Sen Yedei Adonai know, Shrish, Asher Atonoise Bo Yotzei, that the laver, the one that owes you the money, he's the one that has to bring out a mashkin. Is so Elamatam Aloyma, what does the Pasuk have to say, Vuyo Ish? What does he have to say the word Ish for? I know it's talking about that the Malv has to stay outside. L'Rabba Shliach Bezdin, that means to include a Shliach Bezdin, also the same thing. So Rashi says, my love, L'Rabba Shliach Bezdin, Shikon Tech Abayis, that he could go into the house. This is the Kash Vachikoma. Vish, so Shliach Bezdin, but Shirato Naisa Bo Yaiti Alecha. So here it's Mashkin Psukim that the Shliach Bezdin has the right to go into the house. And he'll bring outside the Mashkin. So it's the Kash Shan Shmuel. So, my love doesn't mean to say that Shliach Bezdin Kuleva, that the Shliach Bezdin has the same halach like the Leva. In other words, the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to go inside the house to take out the mashkin, just like the Leva has to do that. Zumara says, Lord, maybe it's not Kasha and Shmuel. I'll tell you, Shliach Bezdin Kemalva. It just means to say the Shliach Bezdin has the same halach like the Malva. And Rashi says, Vachikom, this is what it means to say. Ba'achutz tamoid atob yish, shu Shliach Bezdin, that both the Malva and the Shliach Bezdin have to wait outside the house of the Leiva. And he'll bring it outside to you. That's talk like Shmuel, that even a Shliach Bezdin has no right to go inside the house, they have to wait outside. And the Leiva will bring it out. Toshima, come in here. It says the Pasuk, Kimchobo Tachbol Salmos Reyecho, if you take a mashkin, your friend's clothing, so B'Shliach Bezdin Akosu Medaber, this Pasuk is talking about that the Shliach Bezdin went to take away the mashkin. Zemur says, "Ah, to why me? You're telling me the Shliach Bezdin Akosu Medaber, that the Pasuk is talking about a Shliach Bezdin, or Yeni, maybe not that way. Ela Babal Chayv, talking about a Bal Chayv." So Zemur says, "Kishuwaima." When the Pasuk says, "Loi Sovay Al Beisoy, Lavo Tavutoy, Harei Bal Chayv Amar." When the Pasuk says that you're not going to go inside the house to take a mashkin, so that's the Bal Chayv. That's talking about that the Malva is not going to go inside the Leiva's house to take the mashkin. If so, Ho'amani Mekayim, what do I do with this other Pasuk? Im Chobo Tachbo Salmos Riecho, Mashma, you are allowed to take a mashkin from your friend? So you have to answer me, it's talking about a Shliach Bezdin Akosu Medaber. So here you see clearly, a Shliach Bezdin is allowed to go inside the house to take the mashkin. Rashi says, Ha'i Balchoy Bo Amashenu Rishoy, Akosu Medaber Shu Rishoy Likonis Bechoy Bo Vachgoma, Kro, Im Chobo Tachbo Adei Shliach Bezdin, Ad Bo Yashem Ashashivoloi. It should end alone. But mashma through a Shliach Bezdin, you are allowed, like the Shliach Bezdin, is allowed to go into the house of the Leiva to give you the mashkin. Gemara says true, but I'll tell you Tanoihi. There's a machlokes Tanoim. That the Tanya we learned, Shliach Bezdin, Shebol Mashkunoi, a Shliach Bezdin that comes to take a mashkin away from the Leiva to give it to the Malva. So it says Allah, Loyi Konis Lebesel Mashkunoi, that even the Shliach Bezdin has no right to go inside the house of the Leiva. Ela rather, oy made me bachutz. The Shliach Bezdin has to wait outside. Fahaloi moitzi loy mashkin, and the Leiva brings outside to the Shliach Bezdin the mashkin. Like Mustama, the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to ring the bell. He could say, hello, Mal Leiva, you owe money, you're not paying, give me a mashkin, I want you to give a mashkin to the Leiva. But the Leiva himself has to bring it outside to give it to the Shliach Bezdin. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, bachutz tamoit, that you, the Shliach Bezdin, has to wait outside. For your ish, and the Leiva, he's the one that brings the money outside. He brings the mashkin outside. So, this is like Shmuel, that even a Shliach Bezdin has no right to go inside the house, he has to wait outside, and a Leiva will give it to him. That's one man the Yoma. For Tanya, we also, yeah, Tanya, they've got another brayso, Bal Choiv, Shebol Lamashkunoi, or Bal Choiv that comes to take a mashkin, Bal Choiv Shebol Lamashkunoi, that the Malva himself has no right to go to the Leiva, into his house, to take away a mashkin. Ela rather, I made bachutz, that the Malva has to wait outside. V'haloi nichnas u'moitzi loy mashkunai. Now the question, what does it mean? V'haloi nichnas, who goes in? Soon see, who means Churmin to Shliach Bezdin. V'haloi nichnas, somebody goes in, u'moitzi loy, and brings you outside the mashkunai. Shenem, it says, bachutz tamoit, o Shliach yeh, that you have to wait outside. So v'haloi nichnas yeh poshim is the Leiva. That when the Malva comes, so the Leiva has to go and start and take out the mashkin. But the Malva himself has no right to take out the mashkin. But u'shliach bezdin, shebo l'mashkunoi, what's going to be if the shliach bezdin himself comes for the mashkin? Ha'rezen nichnas l'beisoi. Here it says clearly that the shliach bezdin has the right to go inside the house. He has the right to go inside the Leiva's house and take out a mashkin. Ola mashkonoi. For loye mashkenenu, devorim shoysim b'maycho nefesh. But you're not allowed to take away from the labor things that a person needs for echo nefesh, that he can't take. Rashi, this rabbi michi nefesh uchaybol. He can't take away his nefesh. So things that he needs for echo nefesh, that he can't take away. Like his own silverware, Mr. Omen, there's a plate you can't take away. And also, v'noisein mito, o mito, o mato. You have to leave over a bed, and then a bed and a cushion you have to leave over. Losher, if the guy is rich, you have to leave him over as mashma two beds, and o mato, Rashi says, shalovod, that's a fancy place, a pillow, blank, whatever it is. Mato, mito, mafit, leoni. But if the person is poor, you have to also leave him over two beds, o mato, and a push and a mat. That's all. So we'll soon see why this. But things that need to live on, you have to leave there. Just something else you have a right to take away. But you do not have to leave over in the house another blanket or a bed for his wife or for his children. That no. If the wife owes you the money, so the Sheikh Bezna has a right to go inside his house and take away a mashkin. Even if it means taking away his wife's bed, you don't have to leave over in the house his wife's bed. Only for the wife himself, you have to leave over the kedei chayim. But Rashi says that the pasuk says Achiyehu Ksiv Ploihutal Ala Malva Lahachiyu says Bnei Beisoi. The pasuk says like the Malva has to keep alive the Loiva, that's all, not his family. I'm not Mechuyev to take care of him, he has to take care of his family, not me. Yalla Maisa lent him money, he owes me $1,000, he doesn't have to pay back, I'm taking away his wife's bed. His wife's not going to have to live on, he has to feed his wife, not me. I'm Mechuyev to keep him alive, that's all. Right. Avoloi Lishtoi, Avoloi Labonov Ubnaisov. Now, kederech shemesadrin labal choiv, the same way if the loiva owes money and he doesn't have what to pay, so the bal choiv, the malva, has the right to have a mashkin take away what he owns, is kach mesadrin be'erchin. The same way if somebody makes a neder to give the value of himself to Hegdish, erchin, and then he doesn't have what to pay up, so also we have right to go down to his house and take away a mashkin, take away his things. Rashi says, shemesadrin, shomin loniach loy tzorkachayiv. Just like by Bal Choyv, you have to leave over things that you have to live on. So the same thing, when you take away money for Erchin, also you have to leave over what it needs to live on, and the rest you can take away. So Gemara says, Kalpelaya, just the opposite. Ika Sidda be Erchin Ksiv. This Indian, how much you have to leave over for the labor to live on, this Ika says by Erchin. So how could you tell me that, like, you know, Bal Choyv is like Erchin? Ella rather say like this better. Ella must say, Kederach she misadrin be erchin, the same way the misadr. By erchin, kach misadrin be bachoiv. The same way they're also misadr by bachoiv. That's better. Because this halacha says by the parsha of erchin, it says clearly like if the person is mechayiv himself to pay money, and then he doesn't have it, so the bezin, like the gizba, is right to take away his money. How much money do we have to leave him over? That's a special parsha. Omar, what we just say, Omar, noisein mito, o mito matzo liyosher. You have to leave over a bed, and another bed with a nice pillow to the rich man. Mito, mito, mafes liyoni. A bed and another bed and a mat for the yoni. So Mar says, Laman, who needs these two beds? Eli maliyishto labonav, he needs two beds for his wife and his children also, all of nice to the daughters. For the Gemara or Mar, to widash him before, loy, avoloy liyishto labonav, all of nice of. You only have a chiyuv to make sure the labor stays alive, like, you can't take away his kedei chayiv, but not his wife and not his children, so you don't have to leave over a bed for them. So why do you have to leave over two beds here? Ella rather, idi vidi lididei. You have to say that both of these two beds, the labor himself needs. And the pshatid, if so, tati lomali, what does he need two for? Teretze is chodah diyochololah. One tiron, they didn't need on chairs then. Do you sit on top of the couch, on a bed? So one bed was in the dining room teeth, in the kitchen teeth with. And this other one was in his bedroom where he used to sleep. So the kids, he needed two beds to live on. Therefore, these two beds, you have no right to take away from him. The Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel like Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel says, you should know, that Ko Mili Yodana Susayu. For every sickness, I know the medicine. I know how to cure you. Levar Mahani Tlas. And it's only these three things I can't help you out with. And that's Man Diyokal Ahini Mariri. Somebody that eats a bitter Anini. So first one is again Ahini Marir Rashi says it means a tamara. You eat a bitter date. Someone that eats bitter date is a tzayvei. Alibirekon on an empty stomach. If you start off your meal with a bitter date, you get sick, it doesn't have to cure you. a man the also misna summer puts around his waist the kitnur retiva, I could say, like wet flax after they were washed. If you wear a type of clothing, underwear like that, you'll also get sick from that. Like she says, Chova lach shapishtin al mustan. You put a piece of wet pishtin around you, that's bad for you. And uman di ochal nahamo, somebody eats bread, pulay maski arbo gamidi, he doesn't walk at least like four steps afterwards. He'll get sick from that. So the kids are that pshat here, that people are not supposed to eat in the bed. So therefore, you have to have one bed, one place to eat in one room, in your kitchen, and then you have to have another bed in a different room to sleep. Because you have to get up after eating and then walk. That's why I need two beds. I let him eat on one bed and then get up and walk around the house and then come back and sleep here. Vice says you won't do that. If you eat vice twice in the same bed, if you sleep in the same bed after you finish eating, you'll be sleeping already. Therefore, they need to make sure he has two beds that he won't fall asleep. He knows that's not my sleeping bed. My pillow's in the other bed. I have to go to the bedroom to sleep there. Right. Tony, Tona Kai Midrav Nachmon, a Tanler to Kronarav Nachmon, Kedar Rechshe Mesadrin B'Erchin, the same way the Locher is the Mesadr by the Pasha of Erchin, Kach Mesadrin B'Balchoiv, that's the same way we're also Mesadr by a Balchoiv, that we had before. So these are the Yonim, how much money we take away, how much we have to leave over for him. Oh, my lay said back to him, Hashtes Vunim is Avlinin Lay, Sadurim is Adrinin Lay. Like Maduch, we sell his things. Rashi says, Vunim is Avlinin Lay, Liach Eshloishim Yoim, Av Kelo Matsuichin Lay. The first made a no Erchin, and he doesn't have to pay up, so we even sell the Kelim that he has, like Rashi's Ganan, Mishloishim Mahal and Moichrin, that after 30 days, if he doesn't pay up, Bezen goes and sells his Kelim. If so, Hashtes Vunim is Avlinin Lay, Sadurim is Adrinin Lay, like do we leave over anything? Like Mashma, we sell everything he has. Says so to take a mashkin also, they're not to leave over anything. So Mar says, is that true? Omim is avdinalei. Do we sell everything he has? Do your tanam learn like this? Machzer as a karbalayla. No, you have to return the pillow at night. V'yasamachrisha b'yoyin. You have to return the plow by day. So you see, you can't sell it all. So Mar says, Tono kirab shimam gamliel. We learned about shimam gamliel. Rashi says, Tono gashimam. Tonic Reb Shimon, not Tony, Tonic Kaimid or Nachman. Lach Matis and Shimon Gamliel, and the Gedera Shimon Sargent boy. But she's Tony, one of these, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Tony Kaimid. It's Reb Shimon Gamliel that said it. And he's the one in the Mishnah that says you make this type of a Siddur. Vokhi Komal, this is what he meant to say. Hash to Reb Shimon Gamliel. According to Shimon Gamliel, Zubuni Mizavdin Lei, he holds that no, you're allowed to sell it. Like Rashi says, Shlo Yishar Lo Lefri Tzorchei B'Simsum, you don't have to leave over things that he needs. You're allowed to sell everything he has. It is so Siddur Mizavdin Lei. And you're telling me you leave all the things, doesn't make sense. The Tanam would learn like this. Grab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af liyatzmoy, Enei machzer, no. Even to himself, even to the life himself, you do not have to return the mashkin. Eluach shloshim yom. Only the first 30 days that you took it away and he doesn't pay you up, then you have to return it at night. Like if you took away his pillow, you have to return it to him at night. But mikan v'yelech, once the 30 days go by, Moichrin v'bezdin, then you're allowed to take the mashkin and sell it in Bezdin. So see, you're allowed to sell his only pillow. So Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that after 30 days, you don't have to worry about him. You're allowed to sell it as long as you get your money. So Mar says to me, my, how do you know? Dichi kom Reb Shimon Gamliel, Zavuni legamri komar, who told you, Pshan, the Mishnah Kotor of Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to sell it completely, like you're not leaving over anything for the loiva? Dilma, maybe Hochi Komar, maybe this is what Shimon Gamliel means. Ad Shloshim Yoim, Hodalei B'Yenei, up until 30 days, you have to return it the way it is. But Mikan V'Yelech, after that, Mehedalei D'Mai D'Chozilei, you have to return it to him for what he needs it. Umazavlin D'Mai D'Chozilei, for what he does not need, that you're allowed to sell. That's what maybe it means. Maybe even according to Shimon Gamliel, you always have to make sure whoever you sold it to also has this condition that I'll have to give it back every night. So you have no right, according to him, that you can sell it completely. Rashi says, like, Yimchaloi kol shirayim, v'itim loi achas shel tzem of yachas shel canvas. Like, sell all the rest and just leave over one piece of wool and one piece of canvas. That's all. So, but maybe even according to Shimon Gamliel, maybe you have no right to sell the whole thing. You also have to leave over something for the loiva. So Mara says, "E sakadat." If you're going to tell me,
If the Rav Shimon Gamliel has svara, then according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he agrees to this svara that you can't sell the whole thing. If so, let him meet you. There's nothing to lechazilei. There's nothing like that's not fitting for him. So you can't sell like. How can you sell things? You will see. Why the Yom Rabbi Gazabaya says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Kolo Svira Lahu, Kol Yisro B'nei Malachim Hain. They all hold this svara that Kol Yisro Lakol B'nei Malachim Hain. What are these svaras? We'll soon see. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Detnan. Shimon will himself learn like this. Lo Yeseluf, V'lo Yesachardo. Right, mustard seeds, and not this luf. So Rashi says, Ma Yimcholot, Rashi like this before, like not you midi lechazulei meyachas shahur gubay. Since it's used to it, so Hashem did the kasha. So Hashem in lei, we heard Hashem only holds kol yisrael b'nei malachim nein yom rabaya. Now it's every single Jew is it really supposed to be like a ben melech? In other words, whatever you ever use is fitting for you. So if you can tell me Hashem only holds that whatever he needs he has to leave over that he can't sell, so you can't sell anything then. Because if you hold a Jew is like a ben melech, it's every single thing he has he needs. If so, you can't sell anything. How do we know that's Hashem Gamliel's svara? But that's what Rabbi says. Hashem Gamliel says, Lo Yimchor, Rashi says, Lo Yesalov Vesakardom, Metaltlim, Bisheva Sheinim Ruyim Hayoim, Lo Ze Lavashov, Lo Ze Litkoin, Lo Yif Mekitni, Zvenim Ruyim Lamaichel Keshuchai, Afilu Liyofois. You can't sell these things, even those things that is not Roy right now. So Tanakhama says, Hashem Gamliel Matir, Beluf, Vnei Shumachol Liyofim, because you're like, you could give it to Orvim. Rashi says, V'Yisrael b'neim, Lochim v'yeshkelem l'gad l'Orvim, v'noy l'sachik. Because there's a shalai to see on the muksa. There's a shalai if it's muksa or not. The Tanakhama says, you can't touch luf and chardul. Rav Shmuel says, no, it's mutsa, it's not muksa. You know why? Because it's a food, you could feed the pigeons. And vice versa, all the Jews are called b'neim l'Lochim, they all have Orvim. Therefore, you see such a svara that anything is fitting for Jew. We have Shim in the Tanan. The name Malachim, the children of Malachim, Sochin, Shem, and Vered, Agavim, Akasem, Shabbos. For them, they're allowed to shmir themselves with this precious oil on Shabbos. You know why? Shekain, Dark, and Losef, Echol, because that's the way they do it in the middle of the weekday also. So therefore, it's not called a refuah. But for somebody else that's not Roglin using this in the middle of the weekday, Finn will be called a refuah. He can't do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kol Yisroel, the name Malachim, name. Every Jew is called b'nei Malachim, that he's also allowed to use it on Shabbos. Because every single Jew is fitting to use the best thing.